statistics on, say it's the 9th of May 1975, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Stephen Antonakis in New York City. You were born in Greece, 1926.
That's right? Correct.
In what city? Where?
It's in southern Greece, in a small town up in the mountains called St. Nicholas, mm-hmm. which is very close to a large town called Yithio.
Mm-hmm.
And Yithio is approximately an hour away from Spati. So, to locate it specifically.
Well, you were very young when you came here.
I was four years old, and it was 1930.
Right. Did your family come, or part of the family, or is it?
My father had made four previous trips to mm-hmm. this country,
mm-hmm.
and on his fifth trip back to Greece, he told my mother that he's going back to New York, and that my mother should. Mm-hmm. be ready to leave for New York in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
So the time came when my father wrote to my mother, and we mm-hmm. all came to this mm-hmm. country, to this mm-hmm. city. We all, meaning my three brothers and my sister and myself. I'm the youngest.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a large
yes.
family. Yeah. So you came to New York City then?
That's correct. I lived at 116th Street, Atlantic Avenue, first.
Aha. Uh-huh. Did you live there for a long time?
I think we lived there for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to East End Avenue and I believe 81st Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then to 79th Street
mm-hmm.
and 2nd Avenue
mm-hmm.
until 1939. 1939 we moved to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. So you really started school in Manhattan there?
Grammar school, yes. Yeah. And then junior high school and high school mm-hmm. in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
What school did you go to? Do you remember?
High school
yeah.
was the Fort Hamilton High School, which mm-hmm. is in Bay Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you grew up in at least a bilingual house.
Oh, yes.
More or less.
Yes.
So did you learn English first or Greek first? Or?
Well, since I was 4 years old, of course, at home, we spoke mm-hmm. mostly Greek,
mm-hmm.
but my oldest brothers and my sister, of course, spoke Greek from Greece,
right.
and it was a little difficult for them in the beginning to learn English,
mm-hmm.
but for me it was very simple because, mm-hmm. Because of my age, I went
right.
just to grammar
right.
school and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry to say, though, it was my parents that kept the language alive, that when they passed
mm-hmm.
on, my brothers and I communicate mostly in English, so
mm-hmm.
I forgot quite a lot of the Greek language.
Mm-hmm. Have you been?
I understand Greek very well.
If somebody's talking, you
yes,
can,
that I understand.
Yeah. Do you read it too?
No, I can't read it.
Yeah. Have you been to Greece?
I went to Greece about 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I made a hitchhike trip throughout Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Went to England, France,
mm-hmm.
Switzerland, Italy, and Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in Greece 4 months.
Mm-hmm. What was it like going
Greece?
To yeah.
Well, there are a lot of things my parents, the rest of the mm-hmm. family, spoke to me about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I thought I had remembered these things,
mm-hmm.
but they actually were other people's memories, which they conjected to me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Going back to Greece and find the area or seeing the house that I was born in.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting my aunt,
mm-hmm.
who is the sister of my brother, the only one that's left in Greece now, that it's very closely related to me.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the house where my mother and father lived,
mm-hmm.
the rest of the family, it was a kind of a situation where I didn't have to speak to anyone, just move around
mm-hmm.
the property
yeah.
and the house.
Your own experience.
My own experience.
Yeah.
And it took me several weeks to be able to digest all this because
mm-hmm.
I began visiting people and areas that my father and my mother have told me
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to just announce myself and
mm-hmm.
everybody opened up and told me everything about me when I was born and about themselves and
yeah.
the family when I was
yeah.
when we were still there.
That must be an extraordinary experience to
it.